Debbie Reynolds, Tammy from 1957, here on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here in Anitas. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have on the phone line with us Mr. Jason Hedden, the Division Chair of Visual and Performing Arts here at Gulf Coast State College. Jason, how you doing?
Good. Good morning, Caleb. Good morning, Dana. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, what do we got going on?
Well, we are still in enrollment for spring semester. It's not too late to late add. As you know, and I've been listening to you guys report all week, classes started on the 6th. And the good news is, if you miss that, you can still add classes through January 12th. Which is end of the day next Tuesday. And over here in Visual and Performing Arts, we have openings in lots of classes, everything from drawing to painting, ceramics, photography, class piano, choir, concert band, jazz band, sound recording, acting, survey of film, stagecraft, stage lighting, scene painting and sculpting. I mean, you name it. We've got at least a couple seats left in all of those classes. Some of our gen ed courses are full, the understanding music, understanding theater, those sort of things. But, you know, this is the time, and it's a reminder to our students that you don't have to be a visual and performing arts major to take a visual and performing arts class. If you've got elective space, they are open. If you are an engineering major and you played the trumpet in high school and it's been sitting on a shelf for a year and a half, come on over, join the band. It's a one-credit hour class. That's $100. For 3 hours of concert band, or the same is true for jazz band. That's just one example. So yep. I just want to make sure we get that message out that our classes are open to all Gulf Coast students.
And on that same note, you don't necessarily have to be going for a particular degree if you wanted to take a course. You could, if you wanted to take an acting class or a painting class, you can apply as a non-degree-seeking student just to take that course here at Gulf Coast State College.
That is exactly true.
So if you're a member of the community and you just want to do it for personal fulfillment, that is an option as well. Now, Visual and Performing Arts does a number of things throughout the year, performances, art shows. You tell me we've got something in the works already.
Yeah, we have a meeting later today where we're locking down our dates for the rest of the semester. Obviously, planning is a little harder during COVID, and normally we would, I'd be able to announce everything today. But the one thing we're sure of is we're doing a production of a play called Red Speedo, which, as the name might suggest, it has something to do with swimming. And so we decided to stage this play over at the Wellness and Athletics Building. So it will be taking place in our Olympic-sized swimming pool here on the Gulf Coast State campus. The thing you need to know is there are literally 30 to 40 seats per performance. It opens in the middle of February, but it's extremely limited seating because of the intimate venue, because of the social distancing requirements. Masks will be required for the audience, but for the 40 or so people that get to see one of the 6 performances, it's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen in Gulf Coast. 4 actors. We fully utilize the pool. It's what we call site-specific theater in my line of work, and it's where the venue is specifically linked to the content of the play. So rather than building a pool on stage or suggesting the areas around the pool, why don't we just use the pool we have? And Hank Ryan is directing 4 current students in this piece. It's recommended for mature audiences due to some adult content, but it's a really timely drama dealing with sort of an alleged doping scandal, and so it's pretty intense and going to be a pretty neat opportunity for the few people that get to see it. Those tickets are on sale now, so you can go on Facebook and find those at Gulf Coast State College Theater at GCSE Theater will be the quickest the way to get them. But yeah, we're excited about that.
Excellent. And if you want any more information about these courses you can apply for or you can register for or the events coming up, you can check that out at gulfcoast.edu/arts. Jason, thank you for coming on. Can't wait to talk to you next week.